Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The John Block Commentary is brought to you by ADM.
Somewhere in the heartland, a child is sitting down to breakfast, which is why a farmer is rising for a 15-hour day, and a trucker is beginning a 5-day journey, and ADM is turning corn and wheat, soy and cocoa beans into your favorite foods. Somewhere in the heartland, a child is sitting down to breakfast, which is why so many work so long and take their job to heart. ADM, resourceful by nature.
ADM, the farmer's friend. And now for today's commentary. For a long time, the American Civil Liberties Union has been trying to drive the Boy Scouts of America out of business. In response to a lawsuit filed by the ACLU, the Defense Department agreed to a policy that forbids military bases a right to sponsor Boy Scouts. Now, I was not a Boy Scout in my youth, but my father was. He was proud to say that he was just one merit badge short of making Eagle Scout, and that's a top honor. Now, I know they're not the same, but I equate Boy Scouts and Girl Scout organizations to 4-H clubs. And through the volunteer work of thousands of individuals, our young people are taught valuable lessons of life. Among other things taught by the Boy Scouts are values. Remember the election we just had? Do you remember the words moral values? Do they ring a bell? Just because the Boy Scouts acknowledge God, the ACLU wants to bury them. One way to shovel a little dirt on top of them is to deny their support from our military. Well, Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, an Eagle Scout himself, may have something to say about that. Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist has introduced legislation to guarantee military support for the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts, so help is on the way. To argue that for the military to sponsor the Scouts is unconstitutional on grounds of separation of church and state is ludicrous. American Legion Commander Thomas Cadmus asks, how is it that the government can fund chapels on military bases and chaplains in the military, but not accommodate scouting? The ACLU's inconsistent, absurd argument is that the Scouts believe in God. Well, doesn't the ACLU have something worthwhile that they can do? Now you know where I stand. God bless America, and I am John Block from Washington.